Section 3. You will hear a student and a lecturer talking about gannets. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Jake, come in. Sit down. How are you?
Hi, Professor Green. I'm fine, thanks. And thanks for seeing me this afternoon. I think I have everything I need, but I just want to run a few things by you about the upcoming presentation I'm giving on Monday.
Certainly. Now, I think I remember that you were going to talk about birds. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm going to talk about a particular type of bird, the gannet.
Oh, yes. Now, we last discussed this, 2 weeks ago? And we went over the research you had done on gannets. And I thought it was quite impressive. So now, I just want to see what you have in the way of a presentation. How are you planning to start the presentation?
Well, I'll begin with an overview of gannets in general, but I will be mainly discussing the Southern Pacific gannet, the one that breeds in Australia and New Zealand, as well as some other island nations.
How much detail will you go into about the bird?
Well, not too much, but I will give some background information about them. Just points that I think will be interesting, like their almost 2-meter wingspan and how they live in large colonies, although some live and feed on their own as well. They live on these large rocky coastal outputs, often enduring high winds. It can be quite a hard life for these birds. Following that, I'm going to move on to the nesting and breeding habits of the bird.
That sounds good. How are you going to present that?
Well, I have videos and a PowerPoint presentation, and I will show images of both the bird and their nesting sites. And the video will give more information on how remote and desolate some of their nesting sites are. The PowerPoint will also show the breeding and raising of the chicks, which is quite a...
Yes, it's quite remarkable how they breed, lay their eggs, and raise their chicks through the first year.
Yes, it is, but I won't have time to go through the entire first year of a chick's life. Also, I have a number of handouts to go with the video, which will give a lot of statistical information on the bird's breeding habits.
Good, good. Can I see one of the handouts?
Yes, certainly. Here it is. It has a small map on it, although the map doesn't give specific breeding site information. It focuses more on the general area where the breeding sites are in New Zealand, and then to where we believe they migrate to in Australia, although we don't really know that this is where they go. Surprisingly, little is actually known about what happens when they leave New Zealand.
You now have some time to read questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
This is all looking good, and I think you have a good sense of what I'm looking for in a presentation. Now let's look at how this fits in with your overall study. As you know, the presentation is going to make up 25% of this semester's mark.
Yes, I know that this is part of the final grade, so I want to do well. I'm also thinking of having a question and answer session at the end of the presentation.
You certainly can, but keep in mind that this does not go towards your final mark.
I know, but it will really give me an opportunity to get right into some of the aspects of what I'm trying to say. Provided, of course, the others ask me some questions.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
And then, after I've played the video, I thought I'd ask some questions, just to make sure that everybody has understood everything.
Well, you should make sure the video you show is clear and easy to follow, but it should also be interesting, as this is another aspect you will be graded on for your final result. Now, what have you got in the way of acknowledging all your research and the information you're presenting? I'd like to see something along the lines of a bibliography or some kind of list of all your resources.
Oh yes, I have a full bibliography. Here's a copy.
I don't need it now. I just wanted to make sure that you have something, as I will ask you for it after your presentation. As you know, I will be collecting all of the handouts after your presentation, because they will go towards your grade too. So make sure they are well presented.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Now, I'd like to know how you're going to wrap everything up. What do you have in the way of a summary for the end of your presentation?
Well, I'm going to finish by talking about some of the statistics. Whether the population is increasing or decreasing, the number of undisturbed nesting grounds, that sort of thing.
Okay, that sounds good. Do you have any specific conclusions that you've come up with?
No, you've told us before that with this kind of research, we have to be careful of drawing conclusions, especially when everything is so changeable, and the scientific evidence is, well, not exactly inconclusive, but open to interpretation. You've stated that a number of times.
That's correct, and I'm glad you've taken it on board. Let's see what you have in the way of a conclusion.
Well, here are some comments that I've heard.
That is the end of section 3. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.